Senator John McCain today said he will call tomorrow for lifting the two-decade-old federal moratorium on gas and oil exploration that covers most of the U.S. coast and what states decide whether to allow drilling. That opinion is a reversal from McCain, who has supported the federal ban in the past. Speaking to reporters in Alexandria, Virginia, McCain said the U.S. must embark on a national mission to reduce its dependence on foreign oil.
Tomorrow I'll call for lifting the federal moratorium for states that choose to permit exploration.
Holly Benz is field director for Environment Florida. She calls offshore oil drilling the slowest, dirtiest, and most expensive way to meet the country's energy needs.
There are technologies available right now that make our cars go much farther on a gallon of gasoline and, you know, to use and for new, improved types of engines. Unfortunately, the Bush administration recently blocked Florida and 17 other states from implementing a program to make sure that lots of these newer, cleaner, more efficient cars get on the road. So I find it ironic that, you know, Senator McCain and the Bush administration are looking to, you know, block programs to put cleaner cars on the road, but instead want to open up the coast of Florida and other states to new drilling.
Just last week, a subcommittee in the House of Representatives rejected a proposal that would have lifted the ban on oil and gas exploration off Florida's Gulf Coast. But the author of that proposal, Pennsylvania GOP Congressman John Peterson, says he plans to bring that legislation back before the entire House. Most legislators in Florida, Democrat and Republican alike, have fiercely fought back against attempts to allow for offshore drilling. McCain is suggesting that Florida and other states, like Alaska and Louisiana, should decide for themselves whether they want to open up for exploration. With gas prices still hovering nationally around $4 a gallon, a record, there has been more discussion and support about any sources of energy other than foreign oil of late. A Gallup poll released in May showed that 57% of the American people wanted the U.S. to drill in coastal and wilderness areas. Again, Environment Florida's Holly Benz.
Yeah, well, you know, the oil industry and their allies in Congress have launched a multi-million-dollar campaign to persuade people that drilling off the coast of Florida or California would lower gas prices. You know, when in fact, you know, one of the things about gas prices, you know, that folks, I think, aren't talking about a lot is that at the same time that gas prices are through the roof, so are the oil industry profits. And, you know, at the same time, the oil industry and some of their allies in Congress and in the White House that have been blocking programs that would, you know, make sure that the auto companies are offering for sale and are getting on the road much cleaner, much more efficient vehicles that would use less gasoline to save consumers money at the pump, and by driving down demand, help to drive down prices.
When it comes to drilling for oil in the U.S., there is evidence that there is plenty in the country that isn't off-limits but has not yet been extracted. The U.S. Geological Survey has reported that the Bakken Field, which stretches along North Dakota, Montana, and parts of Canada, could hold more than 400 billion barrels of recoverable oil. Again, Holly Benz.
The bottom line is that this is, I think, you know, kind of another cynical trick by the oil industry to try to open up these last pristine areas. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, the U.S., if we drilled every single last place in the U.S. where there is thought to be oil or gas, that, you know, the facts are that the U.S. has about 3% of the world's oil supply, and we use about 25% of the world's oil. So we're never, ever, ever, ever going to drill our way to energy independence. That's just a geological fact. That's not politics. It's geology. So instead, you know, of looking to open up these last few remaining areas that, you know, have been off limits because they, you know, it's an effort to protect some of the last pristine areas of our coastline that are important to these coastal economies, you know, we should really be looking at how do we incentivize or mandate getting these cleaner, more efficient technologies on the road immediately.